अनेक जन्म संसिद्धस्ततो याति परां गतिम्। सो हियर कृष्णा इन दिस वर्स कंक्लूड्स द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ हाउ द योगी अटेन्स परफेक्शन आफ्टर गोइंग थ्रू अ स्लाइट डिविएशन इन दिस लाइफ। सो प्रयत्नात् इतमानस्तु, प्रयत्नात्, प्रयत्नात् मीन्स इन एंडेवरिंग, इतमानस्तु, इतमानस्तु इज द योगी हु इज डिटरमिन्ड टू रिनाउंस द वर्ल्ड। प्रयत्न इज सस्टेन एंडेवर। योगी संशुद्ध किल्बिशः, बाय दिस द योगी बिकम्स कंप्लीटली फ्रीड, प्यूरिफाइड, संशुद्ध, एंटायरली प्यूरिफाइड ऑफ किल्बिशः, ऑफ ऑल कंटामिनेशंस। अनेक जन्म संसिद्धस, बाय दैट द योगी अनेक जन्म संसिद्धस, बाय प्रैक्टिसिंग योगा फॉर मेनी लाइफ टाइम्स, ततो याति पराम गतिम्। योगी गोस टू द सुप्रीम डेस्टिनेशन, पराम गतिम्। सो नाउ हियर व्हाट इज द पॉइंट दैट इज बीइंग डिस्क्राइब्ड, that Krishna is assuring Arjuna that the yogi will indeed attain perfection. So, kam gatim Krishna gacchati. That was Arjuna's question. So, ayatahi shraddhayo peto yoga chalita manasaha apraapya yoga samsiddhim kam gatim Krishna gacchati. This was the starting question. 3.37 and 38 and 39 were basically elaborations of this question itself. How 3.37d ended with Kam Gatim Krishna Gacchati, and Krishna's answer to the question ends with the word Gati in 6.45d also. Tato Yati Param Gatim. Thus the yogi attains the supreme destination, Param Gatim. So, what is being described in this verse? Prayatna Gitamanastu, by endeavoring determinedly, Yogi Samshuddha Kilbishaha. So, the yogi who was deviated either goes to heaven and then comes back in a culture, comes back to earth in a cultured family where one continues the spiritual quest, or is directly born in a where in a family of advanced spiritualists, from where the yogi continues the spiritual quest. And either way, the yogi moves onwards towards perfection. Paitnaditamanastu yogi samshuddha kilbishaha. So kilbishaha, the contaminations which cause diversions, which cause deviations, which cause interruptions in the life of the yogi, those contaminations are removed. The contamination, kilbishaha, when we say impurities or contaminations, the essential consequence of these contaminations is that they cause misdirections. Just as the magnet naturally aligns in a north-south direction, the soul, pure soul, is naturally attracted to Krishna. And becomes purified, to that extent this natural attraction becomes evident. In this way, the soul moves onwards. The soul's consciousness is fixed on Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj says that chumbaka, that just as a magnet is attracted towards Lord Vishnu, similarly my consciousness is attracted towards the Lord. And that can be the state of all of us also. To the extent the impurities are not there, to that extent our consciousness moves towards Krishna, and accordingly we also move towards Krishna. And the whole process of yogic advancement essentially means increase in attraction towards Krishna and increasing rejection of the contaminations that distract us from Krishna. So, how does this happen? It happens both by conscious endeavor and by subconscious effect. So, conscious endeavor means that when the yogi is practicing yoga sadhana, the yogi consciously endeavors to fix the mind on Krishna. And when the mind goes elsewhere, the yogi consciously tries to get the mind away from those objects and get it back on Krishna. Now, while the yogi is practicing like this, at that time, this conscious endeavor itself of fixing the mind on Krishna and not letting it go elsewhere, as Krishna has talked about this in 6.25 and 26, where he says, wherever and whenever the mind wanders, bring it back under the control of the self. This was 6.26. Before that, Krishna said, shanai shanai ruparamet buddhyadati gruhitaya atma samstam manah krutvana kinchida chintai. Slowly, gradually, step by step, fix the mind on me and don't let it wander anywhere else. So, by this process of conscious endeavor to fix the mind on Krishna and to drag it away from Krishnetara, from the things which take the mind away from Krishna, by this, the contaminations become weakened. And now, in our life also we see that to the extent we expose ourselves to certain temptations, to the extent we indulge in certain desires, those desires become stronger. And to the extent we starve those indulgences, to that extent they become weaker. So, those who drink, say, daily, regularly, the drinking desire becomes stronger and stronger. But those who stop drinking, after a period of time, the desire for drinking decreases and decreases further. So, by our conscious choice, by our conscious endeavor, also the desires change, nature of our desires change. So, prayatna aditamanastu yogi samshuddha kilvisha. So, in this way, by endeavor, yatamanastu, endeavor with a mind which is striving for renunciation, with one who is inclined, focused, striving for renunciation, yogi samshuddha kilvisha. The yogi becomes purified completely. Now, along with this conscious endeavor, there is also subconscious effect. That means that the more we choose a particular thing, choosing that becomes more and more of our habit. And as it becomes a habit, then we choose it as a matter, even without consciously having to think about it. Our reflexes can be trained. We can train ourselves to give up a particular thing or to do a particular thing. And by training ourselves thus, we can actually move towards perfection. Is to be able to make the right choices now, as much as is our capacity. And for the yogi who has practiced in the previous life, there are subconscious impressions which also push one in the right direction, prompt one towards Krishna. Riyate yavashopisa, as was said in the previous verse. So, by the combination of this, both the subconscious attraction towards transcendence and the conscious determination to achieve transcendence, which is mentioned over here, prayatnad yatamanastu. So, prayatna, there is endeavor, and yatamanastu, with a detached mind. So, what happens? Yogi samshuddha kilvishaha. Gradually, all the contaminations go away. Aneka janma. And this may require many lifetimes. It depends on how much contaminations the yogi has, how serious the yogi is in trying to cleanse the contaminations. But the yogi is determined to pursue that path. Yogi samshuddha kilvishas,
And then ato yati param gatim. And then the yogi attains the, that's the supreme destination, param gatim. Now, as of now, Krishna has not explicitly stated what is the param gatim. In the samadhi verses, it is indicated that sukamatyantikam yattad buddhi grahayam atindriyam, that one experiences supreme happiness from something beyond the senses. And having known that, one doesn't become depart from the truth at any time. And then, of course, it was said earlier that that was 6.20.23. And then after that, again in 6.32, Krishna said that that yogi who sees the equality of all living beings, that is the topmost yogi. So, yogi paramo mataha. So, Krishna has talked about this, the state of perfection, but the supreme destination, later on in the Bhagavad Gita, that will be revealed to be Krishna's abode. And tamahu paramam gatim, Krishna will talk about it. Taddham paramam yam prapya nivartate, taddham paramam mama. So, we'll talk about this in 15.6 and at other places also. Right now, Krishna has not talked about himself much, and certainly the focus is not on him. The focus is on the process of yoga. So he ends this discussion with an assurance, non-descript assurance, non-specific assurance, that by such determined practice, even if it is even if it takes several lifetimes, at the end of it, the yogi will surely attain the supreme destination, param gatim. Thank you.